I'm speaking with Senator Tim Sheldon of the 35th Legislative District and member of the Majority Coalition Caucus. Senator, we're 3 weeks in to the legislative session. We're starting the fourth week now. Can you tell me how things are going?
Well, I think they're going very well. It always takes time for the legislature to organize itself, especially when majorities change. There's new committee chairs, there's a process of workshops where people are talking to the agency directors and others. So they always start differently, and hopefully they end on time, and that's our goal, to leave it 105th day.
Very good. Now, you wanted to talk about some of the issues that you've been dealing with, and one of those has to do with transportation.
Yes, we have obviously a very important transportation committee, and we're looking at some of the larger projects in the state, obviously the 520 bridge and tolling. We're also looking at the Columbia River crossing, which is a very large project on I-5 going across the Columbia River, interstate project with Oregon's legislature involved as well. But we don't want to forget the projects that we've had in the queue for so long, namely the Belfair Bypass, the completion of the safety improvements at Lynch Road and Highway 101, and also the widening of Highway 3 through Belfair. And the fact that that last project, it was divided into two stages, and there's a possibility that we could get the second stage done if we have a transportation package that goes to the voters here this year.
Now, there's also a farm license bill that you wanted to talk about. Is that your bill?
Yes, I'm introducing that this week. As you might know, you can have a farm exempt plate for your farm vehicles, but you're not allowed to travel more than 15 miles from the farm. And sometimes when you need repairs or a transportation issue confronts you, the bill would make it prudent that you not go over the 15 miles, but it would not be obligatory that you would be held to that.
Very good. And last question, the budget is on everybody's mind. Can you tell me how things are going in the Ways and Means Committee?
Well, the Ways and Means Committee is chaired by Senator Andy Hill, a very bright individual. He has really looked at the budget, broken it into pieces. He's had some very good discussions with our staff and with other senators, starting to take a very different approach at the budget. You know, we want to have no deficit at the end of 4 years here in Olympia. Well, of course, we have to write a two-year budget, which balances, of course, but we want to be out in 105 days, and we want to make sure that we're living within our means, and that's the most important thing, I think, to taxpayers out there that have all, pretty much in a very strong majority, approved Initiative 1185, which says that the legislature must have two-thirds vote to impose new taxes. So we think we can get out of here within 105 days without any new taxes and writing a very good budget.